Hello, it is our monthly book chat with Catherine Lana, and the book we're talking about this month is The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And as I explained earlier on, this is the last one for a little while, so we're going to hang on your every word.
How nice. The pressure's on then.
The pressure, yes.
But you've read this book too, and you were ahead of me. You were ahead of the game with this one.
Because, for once.
But it's topped so many charts, hardback fiction, paperback fiction, and now I think it's audiobooks as well. And I had it recommended to me by so many people, but I really came to it late. I think I was a bit worried that I wouldn't like it as much as everybody else did. But I really loved it. So it's about Nora, who's had a very bad day after a bit of a bad spell, actually, of luck. She's lost her job and her cat's just died. She's single. She feels no direction or fulfillment in her life. And sadly, she decides that she needs to end things. But she finds herself in a library with Mrs. Elm, whom she remembers as her old school librarian. So a blast from the past. But Mrs. Elm tells her that the library is a place between life and death, and it's where Nora can revisit the decisions in her life. So each book in the library is a life that Nora might have had. And when she takes that book down, she steps into the life that she might have led. So it means she can address all her regrets and explore opportunities that she didn't take in her real life. So I think it's a really clever idea, and I found it very well executed. I really believed in everything that happened.
Yeah.
All the events in Nora's life, all her motivations and her decisions seem plausible. And of course, the author raises questions for the reader too, because you can't help but think about how you would be affected if this happened to you, if you could relive these moments, reapproach decisions in your life and see how things might be different. And what do we think is success? What makes us happy? And why do we think necessarily things might be better if we made different decisions?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that's it, isn't it?
It's a very clever, and as you say, you do believe in it, don't you? Because it would be a bit, I think it'd be a bit trite if it wasn't well written, but it really is. I mean, we can't give away the ending, can we? But I did want it to end the way it sort of did in the end.
Yes, yes. And with so much leading up to it, it's quite a pressure for the author to make sure that the ending delivers for the readers who've invested so much in it, so much disbelief to go with him for his fantasy. But it's such a clever book because you've got all these different stories because of all the different lives that she leads. And there is this humour and lightness of touch, as well as obviously the sadness and regret that she's dealing with. And also there's wisdom in it because the things that she discovers, the conclusions that she comes to about the life that she led and the lives that she could have led, that's all quite profound, and it does make you think. So you're enjoying the story as well as pondering big life thoughts and decisions, I suppose.
You're right. It really, because it is really deep, and it isn't just about the things you do; it's the way you are as well, isn't it? The sort of person you are, and if maybe you're a bit shy about doing it, makes you look at all of those things, doesn't it?
But also the impact that you have on other people's lives, because she was so full of regret for the things that she felt she hadn't achieved in her life. And one of the storylines is that she visits a different view of that life and realizes how she affected individuals in a way she had no idea. I mean, there are negative things, but there are also real positive things that she had no idea she was having such an influence on somebody. And through approaching her life this way, she was able to see it. Obviously, we can't see that about our lives, but it's very encouraging when you think how you could be helping people and contributing some good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, as you say, having been told to read it and read it. It's a bit of a pressure, isn't it?
It is, yes. But then it's so nice when you can actually agree with others, isn't it? I mean, we all have differing views on books, which is part of the joy of a book club, to hear different people's perspectives. But it's also nice when you do share a view on a book and you can speak together about what it meant to you. I think it's very special.